Tell me your favorite artists. Tell me what you're really into. I know you are very wide. You have a very wide taste in music. But what is it that makes you feel full?
Oh, dear. Like, you know, that is an on-the-spot question, which I even had the heads up on, Nels.
Cop that.
Yeah, thanks, mate. like, it's funny. You know, I still listen to stuff that I listened to as a kid.
Yep.
Like a teenager and things. I got into, you know, some of the early Pink Floyd and things like that. Jimi Hendrix, Led Zeppelin, Stevie Ray Vaughan I was a big fan of. And, you know, I still like their music today. I think when I was in primary school, I was I don't know why, but a fan of Kiss. Mm-hmm. Kiss were touring in like 1978 or 79. They played VFL Park. Mm-hmm. My mum wouldn't let me go. Oh, so peeved. I was so peeved. I was nine. It's fair enough. And I think the Kiss Army were camped out at a school near Waverley Park or something. Anyway, they didn't do me any favours because they did a bit of vandalism and they started burning made a little bonfire out of some of the furniture, the outdoor furniture. And mum said, well, see, that's why you're not going. I was like, oh, all right then. Yep. And things. Anyway, I've listened to Kiss recently and thought, why did I even like it? But yep. Anyway, that's just, you know, that's the way your mind changes when it's exposed to new things. I really love folk music, Nels.
Yep.
Love folk music. Just singer-songwritery stuff, earnest, you know, down to earth, relatable.
Yep.
And that sort of thing. Sort of gone off a little bit of the blues, like some of the blues I don't mind, you know, the jangly stuff and slide guitar and things, but the misogyny in some of those genres is, well, I don't like it. I don't like it at all. I used to sing along to things like Hey Joe, and now it's like, no, I don't like the message on this song at all. Yep. Musically, I like the sound of it, but the lyrics, and I've actually thought, I wonder if somebody could rewrite Hey Joe with like, Hey Joe, where are you going with those flowers in your hand? I'm going down to apologise to my old lady for being a bad man around town or something like that. You know, just I'm not a songwriter. But those sorts of things where you didn't pick up what the song was about when you listened to it for 20 years and then all of a sudden you've been exposed to something else and that whole meaning of that song's changed and things. Ah. Where were we? Music. I can get carried away. We were talking about Emma Donovan off air before.
We were.
And she's one of my favourite artists at the moment. I've got all her records, and as soon as one's out, bang, I'm down at my local record store, I'm on Bandcamp to buy it or something like that. And I've seen Emma perform a few times, and she just exudes warmth. I've never... Like, I've seen her in Belgrave at Suki Lounge a couple of times. And a quiet night. It's a pretty small audience. I'm thinking, where the bloody hell is everyone? And then I'm thinking, well, this is special because she's playing just for us.
Yep.
And she enjoys herself. On the occasions that I've seen Emma play, once with the Putbacks and one with her band, with her solo outfit in the latest album, Till My Song Is Done, which is an absolute ripper, she's just so welcoming. So, so welcoming. Just beaming smile. She's enjoying her time. And then after the show, the last one we went to, she hugged everyone in the audience.
Wow.
Everyone in the audience. She walked off stage and just hugged everyone. Thanked them for being there. I had a good chat with her. I think she's moved to Melbourne.
Yep.
To NAM. So
that's from special.
And it was like, you know, that's a highlight.
Yeah.
Absolute highlight for me to going to see a live show like that.
And you've remembered it.
Yeah,
something I always will. And you'll talk about that, you know. So that's something that, for you, it wasn't just going to see a gig or anything. It was something
It's an experience. It's
an experience.
And I have to say I am very blessed with just being exposed and having the opportunity to go and see so much live music.
Yep.
So much live music. It's like I'm spoiled.
Yeah.
I feel really, really lucky when it comes to that sort of thing. And like people need to support it. It's the weirdest thing. It's like, you know, I don't know why people don't value art of all mediums the way they value other bits and bobs. They're happy to spend money on all sorts of things, but it's like, no, I'm gonna pirate that music.
Yeah.
Or something. And it's something that I always liked to buy records as a kid and things like, as I say, I haven't gone into the streaming line of consumption, sort of thing like that. I know how much work goes in. I know how hard musos work, and I got that through community radio too, and being exposed to musicians, and seeing it rather, you know, seeing the behind the scenes rather than just on stage and on your record player and on the radio sort of thing, how much work goes in and the anguish and the expense. It costs money to, hire a studio, get an engineer, all those sorts of things all add up. Rehearsal time, fuel time, you know, there's plenty of jokes about musos driving a $500 car, spending $50 on petrol and, you know, playing for a pot and a palmer.
Correct.
Sort of thing. It's crazy, man.
No, but it's so true and it's so interesting. I've met people that go, I don't really care about instruments. And I go, well, how can you say you like music then? What do you think makes music?
It's the weirdest thing ever, isn't
very that? Weird. I'll tell you what, Dave. When I was 12, I'll tell you a little story. When I was 12, I was with a friend and we were listening to music, playing Guitar Hero and doing all that. And I said, I'm going to write a song. I'm going to do it. It's easy. Sweet. Must be easy.
Surely.
So anyway, I reckon I wrote down 4 or 5 lines to this song that obviously had just come in my head at the time. There wasn't any thought process.
Yep.
And as I went to my dad. I said, Dad, listen to this. And I've sung it thinking, oh, I'm on a good path here.
Yeah.
And do 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 do, and that's the tune I went to.
The melody, yeah.
And the old man's gone, Sweet Home Alabama, and I went, oh God, it is.
It's all been done before, Nels. You see, this is what happened.
And but that was the thing. I've gone, this is hard. This is so hard. Like yeah. I just wrote 4 or 5 lyrics that probably would have been terrible. I can't remember them. But at the end of the day, I was singing it, and the tune in my head was Sweet Home Alabama. So I'm going, I can't do, that's like.
Well, I think there's plenty of stories like that where, people are getting sued because they've ripped off someone else.
Correct.
Whether it be consciously or subconsciously. Like I was just playing 2 chords on the guitar the other day and down at work, and my boss said, oh, that sounds like one of my songs, which was C and F. And it's like there's so many songs with just C and F chords in it. I don't know.
It does get to a point where it goes, you can only do so much before it does end up sounding like something, doesn't
yes.
it? Like, geez, you can't just...
Yeah.
Once they start...
I don't know. It's one of the things. I don't know. It's still worth having a go, though, Nels.
Of course.
Even if it's for your own enjoyment.
Of course. I have to say. Well, I smack the drums, mate, so...
Ooh, your neighbours are happy?
Well, I've got an electric drum kit.
Oh, nice.
I've got an electric... Dad's got all the acoustics at home, all that stuff.
But... So is your dad a muso?
Yeah, Dad's a drummer. Dad's a drummer and been in bands since he was, teenager. My uncle's a drummer and my cousin's a guitarist and my sister plays the flute and she can read music. And so, growing up...
Music family.
I play football.
Yeah.
But if I didn't play football, I'd probably spend most of my weekends going down to the city every weekend to listen to a band of some sort, whether it's...
Do they have much live music out here in Healesville?
They do.
Yeah.
They do. They have it at the Grand Hotel there. They have a fair bit of music going on there. You know, the local, the normal pub scene of some rock bands and whatever that may be.
Yeah, sure.
Or, a duo, whatever it is. So that would be my weekends if I didn't play sport. I'd travel around going and seeing local bands and local musos.
Yeah, I love it. There's nothing better. It's just like, especially when you're in a room with fellow music lovers.
Yes.
And things, sometimes you can go to a pub and the music's secondary and like that's fine and things. But if I buy a ticket to a show or a little concert or whatever it might be, I want everybody in that audience to have their ears on there. No bloody mobile phones, like just giving that little bit of light distraction in the corner of your eye.
I'm learning about Peege and his pet peeves. Pun intended there, but that's funny. I've learned, your peeves, mate.
It's one of those things. It's that thing about just being present in the moment and you're there for the music. So there's a few little venues that I really, really like because the audience is there for the exact same reason I am. And that's just to get lost in the music.
Yep.
So Selby Folk Club comes to mind. Charlie Needs Braces is playing there on tonight, as this goes to air. And she's from NAM. And trumpeter, looping trumpeter, plays with the Teskey Brothers. She's doing a solo gig at Selby Community House, and you will hear every single note for that whole night. There is no talking at all.
Yeah.
For, like, people catch up at the start of the night. They have mulled wine, so people have a catch-up in the after the support act, before the main act. So people have a good chin-wag and catch-up then, and afterwards with pack-up time, everyone's stacking the chairs having a catch-up. But while the music's going, that's it. You're there, and they're there to showcase their talents.
Mate, you got me at mulled wine.
Oh, there you go. You're a fan. Ooh, I take my own tea bags.
Oh, okay. No, when, you know, Europe last year around the Christmas time, the mulled wine was a big thing.
Okay.
Okay, I don't mind the old mulled wine.
Well, it's a bit of a hit at the Selby Folk Club, I can tell you. They've got the recipe down pat.
Awesome.
Down pat.
Till my wisdom till my song is done.